Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Ms. J in the morning show.
Hit me.
Ms. J. Ms. J. Ms. J. In the morning. Ms. J. Ms. J. Ms. J. In the morning.
Good morning, everyone. It's Ms. J in the morning, and I'm your girl today, your host, Ms. J. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I get excited every time I get an opportunity to start my day off in the best way, right here on Ms. J in the morning, where we OD on positivity. We got a lot in store for you today, special announcements, weekend highlights, things going on in the news. The U.S., it just seems like New York got a lot of mess going on now. So we're going to talk about that today. But, of course, we got the best in inspirational music. So I want you guys to relax. If you're getting ready for work, if you're already at work, just chill for a minute and vibe with me. We're getting stronger, better, and going faster towards our victory, towards our goal, towards our destiny. So let's get right into the music, and we'll be right back after this. It's Ms. J in the morning, y'all. Good morning.
Been broken, legs give out, head hangs low.
Yeah.
Evans again right here on Miss J in the Morning, doing it big every day, Monday through Friday. We are live on blogtalkradio.com/Miss J Productions. And because of the love you guys continue to show me, thank you so much. We are now featured on iartistradio.com and expanding even more around the world. Shout out to all of my listeners. I am so excited. Every time I get up in the morning, people are already calling in before the show even begins. And that inspires me and gets me motivated, gets me juiced up, ready to start the day. I know sometimes after you got in your warm bed and you got into the covers and the pillow ministry, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to get out, so you got to get massaged. And Miss J go through it too. I experience the same thing. Sometimes I don't want to get up. But you got to get up and you got to get going. You got things to do today, things to accomplish. A lot of things are waiting for you on this day, and you shall have everything that's prepared for you today. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. That's the Miss J Challenge. Y'all know it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. So why not develop a habit of positivity? So that's why my purpose here on Miss J in the Morning is to force you, probe you, encourage you, slap you, to change your perspective and OD on positivity. You've done OD'd on everything else, so why not try what works? It's been proven to work, been proven to help you live a longer and healthier life, so why would you do anything else? I got a few emails from some people asking some questions, waiting for some more videos. I want to encourage you guys to continue to email me, info@MissJProductions.com. All of the questions that you're sending in will be answered. You got to stay tuned. Stay logged on to the website. But I got this particular email that I wanted to share today, and it's from a listener. She's been going through some things in her life, and she had a lot of baby mama, baby daddy drama. Not only is she a mother of two children by two different men, both men also have other children by other women. Ooh, I heard some of y'all say, ooh. Yeah, it gets that way sometimes. So she's having some issues with the mothers of the other children. Her and the father of her second child would like to stay together and try to work it out. They're living together. They're doing okay. Of course, there's some stresses with bills, but now she's getting issues and drama from the mother of her boyfriend's child and also the father of her firstborn and the mother of her firstborn's father's child. It's just crazy. So everybody's tripping, getting some backlash because they're together. And she wants to get rid of the negativity. She really doesn't know how. She's tired every day of fighting and arguing, and it's causing strain and strife in her relationship with her current boyfriend. And she wants Ms. J to give her some advice and some guidance on what to do in that situation. And I had to share it on air today because I get a lot of emails about baby mama, baby daddy drama. I actually did a video on YouTube about baby mamas and baby daddies trying to get back into the dating scene, getting back into it, trying to figure out how to go about it, and if they should, would it affect the kids, etc. Well, here's the thing. Most of you guys know my story. I am considered somebody's baby mama. I have a child. I had a child out of wedlock. My son's father and I are not married. I've experienced the drama, but we are actually cool right now. Like, it's not the typical situation. We can talk about that whole thing a little bit later. But Ms. J's situation, I'm blessed to have someone in my life that is actually working towards co-parenting, making sure that things go great, but it takes process. My son is 4 years old, and we have a long way to go. So there's process. So I first want to address the person who sent the email, and those of you who may be going through the same situation, is relax. It's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. You may have conceived your child overnight, But there is a process. It's not going to happen in one day. There is no switch that can be flipped. There's no finger that can be snapped. There's no eye that can be winked that's going to change your situation when you're dealing with other people, other emotions, other children, other backgrounds, and other situations. So that's the first thing when you get into these situations. Now, a lot of times we bring a lot of stuff on ourselves, and I'm not going to say, oh, I told you so. I don't know all that about her background. But what I do know is once you get into these situations and having children out of wedlock, not properly planning parenting, you open yourself up to receive influences, filters, all this other type of stuff from other people that are attached to your partner. So the first step is to relax. It's a process. The second step is to communicate and communicate properly. Communication is not just talking. A lot of people need to understand the proper way of communication. There's verbal communication and there's nonverbal communication. You can say, oh, I'm good, I'm not upset, but you have your arms folded. You're rolling your eyes. Your face is flushed. You're walking back and forth. There's no eye contact. That lets you, the other person, know, or the receiver know that what you're saying is not the truth. So if you're talking to somebody that is clearly upset and you guys are arguing, you're going back and forth, you're cutting people off, you're not actively listening, that can get somebody even more upset and things escalate. So when you're communicating to a person, you need to make sure you're doing proper communication. I don't have the time to go through the different types of communication. I might have to do a whole other series about baby mama's baby daddy drama. You have to understand that when it comes to the matters of the heart, and mothers and fathers and children and all that, we love our children, we want to protect our children, and when you bring other people around our children, whether it's directly or indirectly to their father, you have to be willing to give a little. You have to sacrifice a little. If you have a father who has other children and these children are going to be around their brothers and sisters, you have to communicate with the mothers to let them know how you are. How do you keep your house? What are you going to be doing around my children? Do you smoke? I don't want my children around smoking. Do you drink? I don't want my children around drinking. It's not that they're trying to control your household, but you have to consider that you have to respect the other parent. So I'm going to end right there because I hope that at least those three things will get you a little bit of help. There is some drama when it comes to baby mamas and baby daddies, and I know a lot of us don't like to be labeled as such, but that's just the way that it is, especially in America. So I'm just going to do the best thing right now and to pray for you, dear listener, and to say God's strength to you, God's peace to you, God's joy to you. And I want you to have the holy boldness that you have to stand in truth and stand in faith and know that everything truly will work out. But you have to understand that it's a process. Everything does happen for a reason. You will get up, you will get out, and you will get over it. A lot of trials come for one of two reasons. For all the reasons. Either to strengthen you in your situation to get what you deserve, or to strengthen you and to teach you that it's not what you deserve. You deserve better. So whatever the situation is, I know that quickly, and I'm speaking this to you and those of you who may be going through the same situation, that it will happen for you, and it's going to happen, and you will have peace in your home, peace with your children, peace with your spouse. And I definitely do encourage everybody to love. Don't just say you don't want to get in any relationships with the men that have kids already because of the drama. It's a process. I mean, when you're dealing with other people, you're going to deal with other emotions. So we're going to get right back into some music. I'm going to diffuse the anger and the frustration because I felt when I said baby mama, baby daddy, some of y'all was flashbacking to what was going on with your baby daddies and your baby mamas. Oh, this day in the morning is going to get right back into the positivity. We got some other crazy news. A man is sneaking into prison out in New York. I don't understand why somebody would want to sneak into prison. And it's not even what you think. It's really stupid. So we're going to talk about this right when we get back. But I need y'all to relax your mind a little bit. And for my listener, I want to dedicate this one special song to you. Here's M. Michelle, y'all, Rainbow. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, y'all. This is M. Michelle, and I always OD on positivity, each and every day, right here on Miss J in the Morning. J in the Morning. better times.
TheFlyCompany.com. There you can find out more about M. Michelle. She's also on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. M. Michelle Speaks. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google her. Hit her up, TheFlyCompany.com. You can also log on to my website, MissJProductions.com. Links are posted. Love that one, Rainbow, her latest piece released just a couple of weeks ago. She was also featured on Miss J in the Morning, and if you missed that show, make sure you log on to the website, MissJProductions.com. You can actually listen to the archive shows. Just click on radio, and you can scroll through the different shows and the dates. So make sure you do so. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. Make sure you keep it locked. We got some more inspirational music. The Ms. J area code check-in is coming up. We got some news, some things happening in New York. Now, this I definitely had to share. I don't understand why certain things go on in life, but I believe some things aren't meant to understand. I believe that God allows certain things to happen just because he is and he can. And so I want to encourage you guys to understand that it's okay to ask why. It's okay to question God. It is. He's your father. He wants you to come to him for everything. So if something is going on in your life, it's okay to ask why. But when you ask why, that doesn't mean that he owes you an answer. it doesn't mean that there is an answer that's meant for you in this moment. Those of us who are parents, you understand that sometimes we have our kids, especially me. I have a four-year-old, so he's in that why stage. But why, Mom? Okay, but why, Mom? You say the sky is blue, but why, Mom? Well, it reflects the water. But why, Mom? It's just, it's never ending. So sometimes I just tell him, you know what, that's just the way God made it. And he tends to be okay with that at times. Now, if it's the things that he doesn't want to hear, of course, if I say no, you can't have a snack right now. But why, Mom? And that's how we are with God sometimes. And it's okay. That does not anger God. That does not bring wrath to you. So those of you who went to churches and you hate questioning God, it's okay to question God. It's okay. He's your father. That's what you're supposed to do. But you have to understand that you aren't always going to get the answer you like or even an answer at all. So I hope that encouraged somebody. But let's get back into the news. Some things happen that there are answers to, and sometimes the answer is just pure idiotic. I can't explain. I don't even want to ask God because I know God had nothing to do with this. So in New York, there's a man who was accused of sneaking into jail. Sneaking into jail. Now, fellas, even women, I would like to know, I'm going to open up the forum, of course. We can discuss it a little bit further on Facebook. Who wants to go to jail? Now, most of you thought that maybe this is a person that has a criminal history, and yes, he does. So that makes it even worse. If you've been to jail, why would you want to go back to jail? So, of course, my mind gets to going before I even read the full article, and I'm thinking, well, of course, he was sneaking into women's prisons, probably having relationships with these women or sneaking drugs into these prisons, or maybe he was going to jail and sneaking drugs. Let me make sure I distinguish. He was sneaking into jail, not prison. So maybe he was sneaking drugs into the jails. Maybe he had family members he was trying to sneak out. No, not Matthew. His name is Matthew. He's a Yonge resident. He was arraigned this past Saturday. He impersonated a Department of Corrections investigator so that he can gain access. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. It was prisons, not just jail. It was prisons. He got into Rikers and the Manhattan Detention Center. So this dude was just getting into prison. This is even crazier than I thought. I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't even see that word, prison. There's a difference between jail and prison, and either one is horrible. Why would he try to get into it, y'all? He's only 36 years old. And the only thing he would do once he's inside is share cigarettes with inmates and then smoke in the common areas. That's all he was doing. He was breaking into prison to go chill. Why? I don't get why. He was caught on video. He had fake credentials. He actually did a process, like getting the fake credentials, like the badges and all that. I don't even know how he did. They don't even know how he did it, but he did it. Got into the prison and was caught on video just chilling, and the security guards were thinking it was a new trainee. I mean, this was going on for a while until they figured out they only see this dude sometimes, and they don't know who he is, and after doing investigations, they're knowing this dude is breaking in and then getting back out. Like, he's breaking into the prison, like going to Rikers. Y'all know Rikers Island, that's not just some little Rudy Poot, oh, we all laying back plush type suburban type. This is hardcore prison where there are murderers and felons and crazy people up in here that kill people just for fun because they know they ain't going nowhere for the rest of their life. And you're going to take your life. Now, even though he has a rap sheet, he is a registered sex offender. But he has not been caught. There is no reports of him sexually assaulting or doing anything negative in the prisons except going and making friends, chilling in the common areas, bringing cigarettes and smoking. But just hanging out. And then he would leave, go home, buy his day, come back a couple of days later, and just chill and smoke another cigarette. I mean, really? At 36 years old, you're really not that young. I mean, he doesn't look like a hardcore criminal. I mean, the picture that they have, he looks like a regular average old Joe. He doesn't have, I mean, it's only his face, but he doesn't have like crazy tattoos or piercings. He doesn't look crazy. I don't know, maybe because he's a sex offender, it's hard for him to find a job. I don't know what it is, But I'm not getting why this man is actually sneaking into jail just to chill with the homies and have a couple of cigarettes. I just don't get it. I don't even want to get it. This is a question of why that I believe the only answer is just that's just idiotic. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back after this, we got the Ms. J area code check-in. I want you to tell everybody to tune in. You can listen from your phone, dial 714-816-4743. Those of you who are listening on your computer, you got to call in to get in on the Ms. J area code check-in. So let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity. Variety show. Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Ms. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room. Video cast and special giveaways. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Ms. J, in the morning.
My block in here.
Yeah.
in the morning. Do it big. You got to do it big. You know, nobody really wants to be a loser in life. Sometimes you will lose, but don't strive for it. You got to do it big. Give it your all. That's how you got to wake up and get ready every day. I get people saying, you know, sometimes I just want to listen to some slow music when I wake up. Sometimes I just want to play, you know, some jazz, and that's okay at times. But a lot of times you need that push. You need that force to get up and get going. You need that encouragement to say, hey, we're not just going to settle for a C or just settle for, oh, it's just enough, and, you know, I'm going to be here for a while, so, you know, maybe tomorrow I'll do better. Tomorrow is not promised. So today you need to do it big. Give it your all today. Every single thing that you set out to do today, do it in greatness. Do it with enthusiasm. Do it with a smile on your face. You got to do it big. And so we do it big right here on Miss J in the Morning. Shout out to all of you who have called in. I'm so excited to see so many people calling. Those of you who are listening on your computer, I'm grateful for you too. Thank you so much. Those of you who are tuning in to iArtistRadio.com, I want to give you a shout out. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, my iArtist Radio family. Team iArtist Radio is off the chain. Every time I wake up, I'm seeing so much, excuse me, in marketing, so much in encouragement, so much in them doing it big. So shout out to all the DJs. Those of you that are around the world doing your thing, if you're doing it big, shout out to you. Thank you so much. And it's now time for the Ms. J area code check-in. I got some area codes that I ain't too familiar with. So it's time for y'all to rep y'all city and where you're coming from. And I thank you so, 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 so much. Let's see if we can get through it. Here we go. 919-216-209-951-678-513-404-501-770-918-318-310-864-323-501-223-304-713-404-702-662-403-408-212. Yes. Thank you, everybody who continues to tune in. I'm so grateful for you all. It's the Ms. J area code check-in. Rep your city. Do it big right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We got some new stuff going on today. I told you I'm going to keep it flowing, keep you moving today on Ms. J in the Morning. Got some crazy things going on in the news, and y'all know I got to share it with you. So another person faking their own kidnapping. Yeah, and it wasn't a kid this time. It was an adult. An adult fake their own kidnapping. Now, I don't get it. This is another why. I don't understand why people are faking kidnapping. I mean, they're not just faking, like they're taking it to the hilt. Like, they're going in, filing police reports. They got search people. I mean, y'all don't understand how much you take away from the folks that actually need the help. When we have officers and investigators out looking for you and you chilling at your homie house, shame on you. So there's a man, again, in New York. What's going on with New York City? This 34-year-old, young people, but you old enough to know, Brooklyn man, reported missing about 2 weeks ago. His girlfriend filed, his girlfriend and family filed a missing persons report. There was a search done. They found him in this abandoned area. Well, they found him in an area. I don't know if it was abandoned or not. Let me give the story the way that it is. They found him. When they found him, he was duct taped. When they found him, he was hog tied. But it was some suspicions going on with the way he was duct taped and the story. He said he was kidnapped by two men in a minivan, a blue minivan. He didn't remember much about what happened to him, and after investigators got to him and found him and the family is happy and they're trying to ask questions to get the perpetrators, they find out that the perpetrator is actually the one who's been kidnapped. He confessed that the reason why he faked his kidnapping was because he didn't want to tell his girlfriend he was somewhere where he wasn't supposed to be, and he knew she'd be upset. Now, the report doesn't say exactly what he did, but just by knowing life, Apparently, he was doing something that his girlfriend would not approve of, which would probably include cheating on her, maybe drugs, maybe some other things. But whatever it was, he went to the extent of lying and saying he was kidnapped. Now, I don't know any man, any person that will go that far to cover up a mistake that they made. I mean, you've been gone for 2 weeks, and the best thing you can come up with is, I was kidnapped. Investigators actually believe that he, like, tied himself up because the duct tape that was used to tie his hands together, the actual roll was still hanging from his hand. So, of course, he couldn't, you know, since he has duct tape on his hand, he couldn't rip it. But I don't get it, y'all. I really don't understand what's going on in the world with people. Like, why would you, are you really afraid? Now, that makes me wonder how his girlfriend is. Like, is she really that psycho? I mean, I know I would be upset, but are you really that fearful to where you just got to make up an elaborate story like I was kidnapped? That's why you haven't heard from me in 2 weeks? I mean, the it's me, it's not you story doesn't work no more in relationships. I mean, you couldn't just say, you know, I'm going through some things, I don't want to be with you no more, and have her heartbroken over that. Like, you brought your family, you brought the Brooklyn Police Department, investigators, search people, all into this because you out there lollygagging and doing all this other stuff with somebody else. And the best thing that you can come up with is that you're kidnapped. I've heard a lot of stories. Now, I will share this part. In relationships, you know, especially if the person isn't faithful, you're going to get some lies. People lie. It happens. Ms. J has lied before. Now, I've never cheated, but I've lied. I have. I'm going to go ahead and confess it. But I will never, I can't fathom understanding that if I disappear from my mate for 2 weeks, that the first thing that comes to my mind is to fake my own kidnapping and hog tie and duct tape myself. I'm not going to do it. I just can't. I'd rather just confess and say, hey, this is what happened. Just, you know, the emotions will come out, but your family thinking that you all killed somewhere, you know, your girlfriend think, and the best thing that came to his mind was to fake his own kidnapping. So, of course, he's facing charges, and now he has more to deal with than just his girlfriend. I think it's hilarious. I do. I'm going to open up the forum. We're going to talk about it on Facebook, y'all. I'm grateful for all of you guys who continue to send in some inspirational messages to me. Those of you who are chatting it up with me on Facebook and on Twitter, make sure you log on to the website and sign my guest book. There's a few listeners that are showing me some love, and y'all ain't signed my guest book yet. So go ahead and log on to MissJProductions.com, sign the guest book, show me some love, y'all, and I'll show you some love back. But I want to get into a little bit of something about another letter that was sent to me. It's some people that are going forward and moving forward in life, and they just don't know how to do it. And to those of you who are sending me messages, I definitely, you know, emails, and you have questions that you want me to answer on air or on video, I want to encourage you guys to just be patient. I will get to your question, but there are some that are probing, and I answer those on air because I feel that there are more than just you that are going through it. So there are some people that sent me, actually three people, that sent me some emails that have similar stories. They've done some things in life that, you know, they're not too proud of, but they're looking to move forward. And things aren't perfect right now, but the situation will allow them to start a new career or launch a new business, or they want to get into relationships, and they keep having this one word that reoccurs in the letter, but. B-U-T, but. Now, in certain situations, the buts are good. You know, I didn't have my rent money, but I, you know, felt sick, but, you know, those are the good buts. But here's the other side of but. I would like to start my own business, but I don't know which way to go. I don't know how to do it. I've never done it before. I don't have any money. I want to leave this relationship, but I can't do it because this is going to happen and that's going to happen. I think I need to join this church, but I'm not ready yet. I don't think I need to go to church right now. I'm not understanding. Maybe there's other churches out there. I want to go back to school, but I have too many kids. I don't know who's going to watch them. Those are the buts that we need to avoid because they're excuses. My daddy used to say, out of butts comes crap. And he didn't say crap. He said the other words. Out of butt comes crap. He used to always tell me when a person says a butt, the next word will start a sentence that is full of crap. I love you, but. I would like to be with you, but. I would like to hang out with you, but. All the crap comes after that. So I want to encourage you guys that have a lot of butts is to get rid of them. Get rid of the butts. The only thing that you guys are truly dealing with is fear. Fear, no matter how crazy or elaborate the situation is, fear is the root of the situation and of the problem. So we're going to get out of that situation. We're going to get out of it. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep moving. We're going to go above and beyond. We're going to go past the fear. We're going to deal with the fear, and we're not going to be scared anymore. So I want to dedicate this song to all of you guys who are dealing with fear, all of you guys who are facing fear, all of you guys who have the butts in your life. Miss J in the Morning, we're getting rid of them. Here's Kirk Franklin, Hello Fear. We'll be right back after this.
Hello Fear, before you sit down there, something I need to explain. Since you're here, I think I should tell you, since we last talked, things have changed. See, I'm tired of being brokenhearted, so I made a
try a forgiveness. Didn't know how bad. waited my whole life to say this. Come on.
Never again will I love you.
That chapter's over. Set me free.
No longer your prey.
Hallelujah.
Today I've been set
free. Far away from you.
Apart from you is where I belong.
See, I got a new love now, y'all. Help me.
Never again will I trust you.
I'm not fighting with you no more.
Brandy Daniel, and there's only one way to get my day started, and that's by listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. I'll never forget to know where how they crucified Jesus Christ. Never forget the way how they stole Marcus Garvey for riots. I'll never forget the way how they turned their backs on Paul Bogle. So don't you forget no way who you are and where you stand in the struggle. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so very many things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. I don't come to fight flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high and low places. And though you fight me down, I'll stand firm and give Jah all the thanks and praises. I don't expect to be justified by the law of man. Though the wicked find me guilty, Jah will prove my innocence. say about you, say about you.
Morning, Lauryn Hill. So much things to say. They will always have something to say about you. Don't trip about it, y'all. Somebody's always going to be talking. Somebody's always going to be hating. So what you need to do is make sure you get yourself up with your beautiful self, with your handsome, sexy, fine self, and get going. Go forward to the things that you're supposed to do in life. Don't worry about the distractions on the side. If you can't handle them, then only God can. If you went and exhausted all your resources, you ain't got no friends, you ain't got no cousins, you ain't got no money, you ain't got no help, then put it in God's hands and leave it there. It's the end of the show, you guys, but I want to continue to encourage you to make sure that you go forward in the things that you're supposed to do. Right before that, it was Kirk Franklin, Hello Fear. Write a letter. Write a letter to yourself. Tell fear goodbye. I want to quickly make an announcement. Women, if you're in the Stockton area, if you're in Northern California, I want to invite you to Pumps for Life Empowerment Sessions every Sunday through the month of March, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. right there on West Robin Hood, 1350 West Robin Hood at the Tender Hand Safe Haven office. We're doing empowerment classes, women only. Registration information will be on the Pumps page on Facebook. Last Sunday was the first one. We talked about purpose. It was amazing. It was inspiring. I'm even inspired, and I'm the instructor. So make sure you make it this coming Sunday. Don't miss another one, March 8th. We have Pumps Night Out, which is Girls Night Out. We're doing it big, y'all. So I want y'all all to be a part of it. Men, I want you to encourage the women and get them. Y'all complaining ain't no good women out there. Well, where y'all looking? What are you doing to help these women get better? So make sure you do that. But before we go, I also want to make another special announcement to say happy birthday to somebody that is very dear and near to the show, dear and near to all of us. It's our boy Omom celebrating his birthday today. So to end the show, I wanted to play one of my favorite songs. It was debuted live worldwide right here on Miss J in the Morning. It's Watch Me Work. So all you guys, keep working. Keep doing it. Make sure you tune in every day, Monday through Friday, right here, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. And listen on demand on iartistradio.com. We're doing it big, so watch us work. Happy birthday to Omaz, and I love you guys, all of you, and I'll talk to you in the morning. Mwah.
My company.
My company.
Guys on me. Now I'm ready. I'm ready. It may rain, confetti.
Yeah.
All I know how to be is me. Standing on top of shoulders, giant, so I can see. Haters wanna knock me down. They can't budge me, even if they hit like Pocky. Steady enemy. How you like me now? This ain't season, no partner. This shit rain. As for me, I'm equipped with the body of armor. Now I'm legit.
Hey.
Chillin' the game. On a different team. No Red Bull, my God, he got me wings. But I ain't even trippin', though. Anointed, you can hear it every time I flow. Tired of dealing with these actors like movie roles. Got them all waiting on the hook like the roof.
Now watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Now you see me work. Now it's time to go berserk. Cause everything I do it for him. Even 22 say I need more rain. Just call me unashamed. You don't need to know me, just know my father's name. Yahweh is the king, man. So I'm a prince, no purple rain. I'm blessed up, I got it all. No more robbing from Peter to pay Paul. Simon says walk straight and don't fall. Peter said you were Christ's son of a living God. He was Christ, the devil thought he had. Shut out the face cause his beat is kinda swag. Now you can dust me, I hit the cat daddy. Praise God, I just wanna see you happy.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work. do it.
Going in, but raising is what I'm used to. Can't see it, I'm connected. Bluetooth. I'm all about his business.
Discern real saints, scientists. But you can't smell a fake scientist. So I gotta point them out. Witness. The God I serve can't be copied. Fake rappers, chest out, Abercrombie.